What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You'll see him over at Colonial. If you are selling your house, I would call Josh Hysaw. Absolutely call Josh Hysaw. Including, listen, it could be a pain to sell. It could be a pain to sell a house. This woman, Sarah, she has this massive family. She was trying to sell her house in East Memphis, and they just didn't have time to like do all the stuff you have to do, fixing your house up, showings, all of that. Call Josh Hysaw, asked him about his instant offer, comes over for a walkthrough, and within 48 hours, he had bought their home as is for cash. That's how Josh Hysaw, one of the ways Josh Hysaw is able to do business. And one of the reasons why, if you pop on over to Google, you will see he has more than 300 five-star Google reviews. It is Josh Hysaw. Call him today, 901-461-8147, or the website joshhasthebuyers.com. We'll get Chris Harrington's perspective on what he observed last night from Zach Eady and the rest. And then I'll be back after that. Fish on Friday, on Tuesday. It is the Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, and increased and organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local PF Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. PF Chang's and AmericanEagle.com, another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Hey, everyone. Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If the woman of your dreams has been searching online for the perfect engagement ring, she's figured out there's a few brand names that are worthy of consideration. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and she doesn't want a plain, ordinary cookie-cutter ring to wear the rest of her life. She wants a world-class designer ring, handcrafted by a true artisan that will hold value and stand the test of time. She's found Tacori, Viragio, Ajafi, Simon G, among other premium American-made designers. But when you try and find these exclusive rings, you quickly realize most stores don't offer them. They have knockoffs and lookalikes, kind of like those imitation bags and watches on the streets of New York City. But there is one jeweler where you can find the real deal, Genesis Diamonds. Genesis has been chosen by all the most sought-after designers. Genesis is your exclusive home for these iconic brand names that define excellence. Other stores can only dream of being able to offer these, but only Genesis has them. So be careful. Don't settle for anything less than the ring she is worthy of wearing. Genesis Diamonds at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online at pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Each and every day here on the Jeff Calkins Show, we welcome Chris Harrington to the program. Let's fire it up.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins us now. Chris, what are we listening to?
It's hot fun in the summertime, Sly and the Family Stone. Even with a loss in games that don't ultimately matter from a win-loss perspective, I think last night was pretty good fun summer basketball for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I think let's start there. I mean, to me, beyond the result, which I truly do not care about, I felt like last night, with all the attention primarily going to be on Zach Edey, I felt like you saw what you wanted to see, right?
I think it was a really interesting game from Zach Edey. It's certainly an encouraging game, a really interesting game, and I think more instructive than a typical single summer league game would be, because
he's going up against Walker Kessler.
Yeah, I think that definitely added to the intrigue to the matchup, the fact that he was going up against a true NBA big.
A third-year starting NBA center who was on the FIBA team last summer.
Yeah.
And is can't match Edie size because pretty much no one can, but comes pretty close. You know, this is a 7'1" dude, one of the best, you know, rim protectors in the league. And so to go up against a real NBA matchup and mostly other, like, you know, roster level talent in both starting lineups in his very first game, I think was a really good test for him. And I thought the flow of Edie's game was interesting. He played like 34 minutes or whatever. So there was a lot there, and it almost felt like four different parts of it to me. Like, the first quarter was really encouraging because he's facing this tough matchup, this real NBA matchup. He is not being used remotely the way he was at Purdue. He's not playing the kind or pace of game he played at Purdue. And he showed that he could be effective. Like, I don't think he got a single real post-touch, like maybe one passed out of in that first quarter. And it showed he could be effective just screening, rebounding, rim protecting, and like not playing half court, give me the ball basketball.
Yeah.
And against a real matchup. And I thought that was really encouraging. I felt like he sort of got lost in the mix in the second and third quarters. Part of that is just this is a summer league game and bigs can get lost in the mix. Maybe some of it was fatigue a little bit. But he really came on strong down the stretch. And like in the fourth quarter, they actually gave him the ball and a couple of post-up ISOs, and he cooked Kessler both times and really asserted himself physically. And then, you know, the fourth quarter is disappointing that he didn't get the ball. I mean, you know, if the post game is a lost art in the NBA, the post entry pass is more of a lost art in the NBA.
Totally agree.
So,
well, the thing that I kind of found interesting, because I was wondering before the game, okay, what's going to be the emphasis? Is this, hey, this is summer league, go out there, get your feet wet, you know, just play basketball? Or was it going to be more instructional in the sense of, we need you to do the things that we're going to need you to do this upcoming season? And I have no idea if they said afterwards whether or not that was the sense, but that was the impression that I got, is that they were really focused on trying to have him work in the fashion that I think they plan on using him.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's interesting that they did make an effort to try to get the ball to him in the post late in the game. And I think they wanted to after that, and they just weren't able to, partly because these guys don't know how to throw post. It's just not part of their muscle memory anymore to throw a post entry pass. I think he is so good as a low post scorer that it has to be part of the mix with him. Like, you're doing yourself a disservice if you're not trying to get him the ball in the low post some. It's not going to be your bread and butter. You have John Morant on your team. You have Desmond Bane. You have Jaren Jackson. But that's got to be part of the mix with him because he is so good at it. Not just because he's huge, but because of the footwork and the touch and the whole shebang. But I do think the primary with him is not going to be that, like it was at Purdue. The primary with him is going to be screening, rebounding, rim protection. And that was really the bread and butter of what he did for most of that game last night.
Did you see anything that caught you by surprise with this game?
Not really. I don't think, you know, I think one thing you want to see as part of the bread and butter with him you didn't see last night, and I think that's more of the guard play probably than him, but you just saw him nothing on the roll.
Yeah.
He was screening to free up other people. He was not screening and then getting the ball, like, you know, going to the rim. I think when you play with John Morant and you start getting reps in, you'll see more of that. I don't think, like, there were no red flags from him defensively that I detected, but I also don't think that really got tested. And
yeah.
So I'm reluctant. I've been higher on Edie all season than, like, the mocks and the consensus. I think I've been pretty consistent with that on this show, even back during the college season. I had him much higher on my quote-unquote board for the Grizzlies. So I was in favor of the pick. I think he's good. I think he's going to be good. But if you reasonable doubts people had about his foot speed on defense, like that one summer league game does not disprove those doubts. And so I think there's more to learn, but it was a very encouraging performance from Zach Edey.
Yeah, I thought if you wanted to nitpick a couple of things that I'd saw, I don't even know if it could just be not playing with these guys. You know, it's the first time they've played, but like, I thought there was kind of like some ball handling, some touch stuff that felt a little sloppy. But at the same time, I was willing to kind of cast that aside of, well, this is like the first time they've played together.
Yeah, no, I think there was especially like he played a little bit stronger in the fourth quarter. I think there were some sort of some soft finishes early.
Yeah.
There were some, you know, in terms of catching and gathering yourself quickly to get shots off. You know, how much of that's one game, how much of that's going to be a recurring issue. He didn't even take a shot outside of 2 feet. Like, you know, you didn't take a free throw, right?
No, he did not.
That's an aspect of his game that, you know, over time, we'll see if they tease out. Like, there's a lot of questions there still. But I think the bread and butter, screening, rebounding, being a defensive presence in the paint, like, I just think all that stuff is just going to translate very quickly to the NBA. Everything else is a question. Everything else matters. But those three things, I think, are really... I mean, I think are so easy to project with him.
Did you like when he took up for Laravia through that little shoulder?
That was nice. What are we doing double teching that? I mean, come on. Like, I just don't understand.
I think it's safe to say, when you look at the amount of whistles, everything, I know the game is chippy. I think it's safe to say the game might have been over-officiated.
I'm in favor of pickup basketball principles, and so this is why I'm in favor of the Elam ending, even though it ended with a free throw, which is sort of a sad trombone a little bit. But I'm in favor of that generally. I'm in favor of like my tendency to like my general principle of I don't want to see a foul call in a game if I would be embarrassed to call it myself in a pickup game.
Yeah.
Like. And the idea that, like, that requires some intervention, like they barely bump chest and then head in opposite directions, come on. But, yeah, it's nice to see Edie sort of throw his weight around a little bit.
Yeah. Again, it's been a while since I brushed up on the Elam ending. I thought there was some, in the true Elam ending, I thought there was some restriction that prevented a free throw from deciding it. Am I mistaken in that?
I have not read the official guidebook to the Elam ending, but... But, like, just the idea of playing to a score, like, in overtime, I think I kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with it. I thought I remember, because we actually had, I booked Elam for Jeff 1 year, and we were talking about it. I thought the whole point of it was to try to get the game to end on a shot, but maybe I was mistaken. It obviously could. We saw last night, it can't end on a free throw, but I didn't know if that was modified Elam ending or if that was just the way that it went. But overall, I think with Edie... You saw what you needed to see. I'm not going to try to overact too much because, I mean, I was high on him as well, and I'm not going to act like this puts the Grizzlies in a new tier. But I think kind of the bottom line was I didn't see anything that would cause me grave concern last night.
No, not at all. I think, you know, the foot speed stuff hasn't been fully tested, and that will probably be an issue with him, but it's an issue with lots of people who are also still really good, you know, for other things they do. And I think some of the offensive stuff that's not the easiest stuff, that's just going to be an overtime. I mean, this is not someone, even though he's a four-year college player, he's not arriving fully formed. You know, they're investing more in their player development for a reason. And so we'll see how they develop him over time.
I know his stat line probably didn't prove it, but I did feel like if you just went straight eye test and you didn't have a box score in front of you, I did think Laravia had a good night.
Oh, yeah. No, I think Laravia maybe was... Yeah, no, I think Laravia was, you know, I was about to say best player on the team, but I think Edie, when he came on strong late, probably changes that. But I thought Laravia was really poised, really in control. He looked very similar to the Jake Laravia we last saw, like, at the end of the season, which is a good thing. But that also includes, like, the shooting still is a little bit shakier than you want it to be. You always look up and like, the shooting percentages, both from the three-point line and the free throw line last night, are not quite where you think they should be, but he's not one-dimensional, you know? Like, he's really he's good at drawing fouls. He's good at getting in the mix defensively. He can handle the ball a little bit. He's a pretty solid basketball player. Whether he's going to be solid enough and consistent enough to, like, be in an NBA rotation, I think jury is still out on that. But I think the way he played last night was a carryover from his strong finish in the regular season.
Yeah, maybe it's a situation sometimes. You'd see this, like, in high school. The guy that's, like, playing up on varsity, but he's going to go get some reps. Maybe he's not playing a ton and goes to JV. And you could tell I just felt like he's playing with a lot more confidence than we've seen in a couple other instances.
To your point, and this is, I think, was something I mentioned yesterday, to me, like, that was necessary from him.
Yeah.
If he – G.G. Jackson having his game last night is not that big of a deal. If Jake Laravia had G.G. Jackson's game, that would have been a big deal for him, right? I think he has to look a little bit more poised and more together as a guy who is, I don't know, 23 or whatever at this point, going into his third NBA season, something like that. He's supposed to look like his game is more together, but it did.
Yeah, I mean, I think the unfortunate thing for him is, like, the two most impressive shots he had all night was that three late that got wiped off because they said the foul was before, which I didn't think was an incredible shot. And then, honestly, I think the best shot of the night was, like, that was an impressive free throw miss to allow the tip in.
I mean, that was, it's not unprecedented for me to put a summer league moment on my moments of the year list. It's been done, but it's been done infrequently. I think that play is going to make the list. Zach Edey, incredible hulking two centers on either arm, you know, to complete that tip in. I think that might make the final list.
How much does Cam Spencer interest you?
Not a lot, honestly.
Yeah,
it's funny that him and Jalen Wells. So one guy made shots last night. One guy very much did not make shots.
And emphatically did not.
Yeah, and so that colors like how you think they look or how they do look. You could easily play the game tonight and the shooting could flip.
Yeah.
I mean, they both have good shooting track records. But if you set aside the shots go in or not and just watch them out there, I got real questions about the athleticism of both in terms of whether it's going to be NBA level. I can't, and maybe this is a bias or whatever, I can't watch Cam Spencer out there running around and see him as an NBA player. I really struggle with that just in terms of his size. Besides athleticism combo, like, I don't know. I struggle with it.
No, I think it's interesting because of the three second-round picks that are discussed the most, Jalen Wells, Cam Spencer, G.G. Jackson, it's like, despite G.G. having pretty much a dreadful night, at least in terms of decision-making, there's a very big difference between looking at the three of those. One of those guys, you don't have to stretch to envision being a very good player. The other two, you're like, feels like it's going to depend on a lot of things.
Yeah, no, I Cam Spencer is a guy who I think would light up your rec league, but I just don't know about the NBA level. I mean, we'll see. He can shoot, and he knows how to play, and he's getting a chance. But I think to be not a lot of guys that size who are basically off-ball players
yeah.
and make it in the NBA, like, you know, I mean, Troy Daniels made it for a few years, but he was a super elite shooter. And I got a, you know, like, poor man's Troy Daniels kind of vibe, but, you know, maybe he'll prove me wrong.
How do you view what happened last night with GG?
Oh, I think the shot selection, he missed the shots. We also took a lot of bad shots. He forced a lot of stuff. Again, it's like, you know, it's one bad game, bad shooting game. It won't be the last. We'll have other bad shooting games. I think the GG journey is going to be a long one with ups and downs. I said that last season, even when things.
A coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
A long game with him, and it'll be interesting to see. But he has to develop, and, you know, he has to develop more than just the shot hunting skills to function well. I think, you know, in the context of a John Morant team, a Desmond Bane team, a Jaren Jackson team.
Yeah, I think if I'm trying to, like, spin it positively, as bad as it was at times last night, when he got that corner three, I don't remember if it was in the overtime or if it was at the fourth quarter, but he got a corner three. And, like, this is dumb sports brain, but I do kind of, like, acknowledge that I file this away. The fact that when he let it rip, I thought it was going in, like, I do at least kind of, I put that as something. I don't make that meaningless. The fact that I still believed in him to make it.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen him make plenty, you know, in the league with the Grizzlies last season. I'm glad he's out there playing. I think, you know, he shouldn't be someone who, if he has a good game, you say, well, he's too good for summer league. It's time to sit down. You know, yeah. I think he's the kind of player who needs to be out there as much as possible, getting these reps in. And we'll see where it goes. He's obviously extremely talented. You know, it's been one game, but again, I think it's a long game with G.G. Jackson.
Do you think people would be surprised to find out at the end of the year he still only shot 35.7% from three? I mean, it's slightly below league average, but I feel like people have put him into a different shooting tier than he's actually shown so far.
Oh, yeah. I think if you look closely at the statistical record, it doesn't quite match up with the perception that people had because of the big games he had last season and because he had the big games so young. And because of the personality he had, if you get into the weeds of it, it doesn't look quite as impressive. I think a lot of people recognize that. But again, you put it in the context of being the youngest guy in the league.
And yeah, so, you said it yesterday. He's still the youngest guy on this summer league team.
Right. And so his combination of size, positional size, and offensive creation ability is fairly rare and fairly valuable. It's just a matter of developing it. But I've just never been in a hurry with G.G. Jackson. I'm happy for it to come as fast as it comes. But I've been wary of assuming too much too fast with it.
What'd you make of Scottie Pippen's night last night?
I thought he was good. I think he's more small than a true point guard.
Yeah.
I know he's more point guard size than point guard game. But that's true of lots of guys. You know, I think he's a good athlete. He can score. He has a good feel. He gets after it defensively. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he really solidified himself as a good backup point guard in the NBA. But I don't think he is a true, like, see everything, set guys up, run the team. You know, the Grizzlies got one of those. His name is John Morant. I don't think, you know, I think Scottie Pippen, if he develops into a good backup point guard, it's not going to be the Tyus Jones model. It's going to be a slightly different kind of model.
Yeah, and then that's kind of the other thing I always struggled with. It's like, how much of not seeing the floor is just not trusting the guys that are around you? But I do tend to agree with you. It feels like he is a two guard that in the NBA, his size has turned him into a point guard.
Yeah, but I think he's good enough on the ball, and maybe most importantly, he's good enough defensively on the ball that I think he's good enough for a good backup point guard.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Anything else that struck you last night?
You know, Trey Jemison is the only other, you know, potential roster player who was out there. Didn't really see much from him. I'll be interested to see how they navigate these games because they're playing 3 and 3 nights in Salt Lake City, and then I think it's something like 4 and 5 or something like that in Vegas. So, like, there are going to be games where we're not watching Zach Edey play, where we're not watching G.G. Jackson play. I'd be interested to see how they navigate that. You know, it's sort of an interesting question, like, from a viewing standpoint. Is your preference to space it out so you always have someone worth watching? Or is your preference to, like, just, like, set everybody one game so you can just take that game off as a viewer, right? Because I am not interested in watching the non-roster guys on this summer league team.
I think if you made it a binary choice, I think I'd say sit them all and then, like, have the games where I can, like, all right, I can check in here versus games I can check out.
Yeah, we'll look at the box score on this one later when you're playing Deke Giroux and whatever, and then we'll tune in tomorrow night to watch Zach Edey and G.G. Jackson. Yeah, that's the way I would go to.
What? I don't know if it's something that's going to matter because it could have easily just been summer league. Did you like that kind of video game camera? It was like we've seen this. We see it sometimes during the NCAA tournament. It's like a rolling camera, but you usually see it from the floor. This time it was from up top. I couldn't decide how I felt about it.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't watch it on ESPN proper. I watched one of the ESPN Plus feeds on my laptop. I don't know if I saw.
So it was all the same thing. It was. They were all just showing, like, I guess it's, you know, it's with Bowler Jack. I think it was like.
I know what you're talking about, though. I've noticed that in other stuff. I'm not a fan of it. I am not fluent. I'm not visually fluent in video game because I haven't played video games since I was like 10. So I don't want things to look like video games. That is not like comforting to me. And so I'm sort of opposed to that generally.
It's just, I don't know, there's something weird about it's moving as the game's moving. And I know to a certain degree, like, there were some decent angles where you could see, like, into the lane and you could see some spacing and whatnot. But, like, I found myself, it was a lot like Remember when we had the 3D movie craze and everyone was like, oh, 3D is awesome. Every time I go to a 3D movie, I would just be like, I feel motion sick. Like, this is not for me.
Yeah, no, I have similar instincts on that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's it. All right, Chris, we appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian. When we come back, we've got a special treat for you. Charles and Jeff are in the same room sharing a microphone. We tested it early this morning right before the show started. It's going to be must listen. I cannot wait for everyone else to enjoy it. I cannot stress enough. This is going to be fantastic content. We'll do that next right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Summer Hoops coverage in Memphis is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6580. That's 800-583-6580.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select a new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months of eligibility. Requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You're in hot water, mister.
What'd I do?
I told you months ago our utility bills were getting higher because of that old outdated tank water heater.
Maybe it's time we finally switched to a Navien tankless.
Learn about Navien's high-efficiency tankless water heaters, endless hot water, all while helping you save on your energy costs.
Hey, look at this. Our utility bill is lower since we got the Navien tankless water heater.
Who's in hot water now?
We are, all the time.
Learn more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less. As low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. And dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down. Just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers, through the roof. Verizon prices, through the floor. That designer golden doodle, so much more. A single line on Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credit supplied over 36 months for new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of baseball. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. Every week, I have a conversation with one of baseball's greats to talk about the glory days and reflect on today's game. Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders, Jay Buhner, Albert Bell, and Goose Gossage, they've all shared their wisdom with stories of their playing days. To hear who's next, follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight.
Jeffrey, can you hear me now? Small test. Test, test, test.
There you are, Jeff.
Sorry about that. We clearly screwed up somehow. Perfectly clear?
We are back ready to go.
All right. I was telling folks that Leaders Credit Union is the place to go if you're looking for a banking institution, place to do your finances. Makes all the sense in the world to go to a place that that exists only for the benefit of its members. If you bank at a regular bank, let's be honest, they're there to make money. Leaders Credit Union is there purely for the benefit of its members. All the money they generate goes back into better service, better technology. And I can tell you this, because Claire went off to Bartlett and went to they do great online banking, but she wanted to go. She went into the branch at Bartlett, had a great experience, is all signed up. They also recently broke ground in their place, in their branch in Arlington. To learn more about Leaders Credit Union, go to leaderscu.com/ESPN, leaderscu.com/ESPN. I'm now joined by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C., author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon, also a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing, retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand, and he happens to be right here in the same place as me. We are sharing a microphone in a cabin in northern Michigan. This could go badly off the rails, but if he talks too much, I can always, you know, I can always swat him now or whatever. Like, he is here. Charles, welcome.
The good news is if you turn me off.
Yeah, I'm turning me off too. Yeah, well, I did that evidently, unbeknownst to me.
I'm here with my, I didn't bring my computer because you have very limited space in your
in this
woods,
very rustic
in
place
in the woods.
Exactly.
And I'm prepped on a brown paper grocery sack.
With Stick-It notes.
With Post-it notes by topic.
It's quite the display.
And I thought I was inspired. It's a portable desk with my brown paper bag.
Anyway, it's going to be different. It's going to be a little bit of a different experience. Let me ask you this, Charles. Some people may not understand this. I actually do avoid politics because
you stick to sports mostly.
I stick to sports. And I think that, honestly, I'm going to alienate half the people if we talk too in a polarizing fashion about politics. I think most people know which way I lean, but still. We do have this question, though, about whether Joe Biden is going to stay in the race and what it would be like if he were to bow out of the race. And so purely from a how it would work, like what could happen now going forward if they wanted to, if Joe Biden decided, he doesn't seem to show any signs of it, but if he decided that he wanted to step away, let someone else run, or if people decided for him, how could it work?
Well, so this is clearly the biggest story in the country right now, whether people are following it moment to moment or not. And here we are. A week ago, we were 5 days after the debate. Now we're a week and 5 days after the debate, and we're still talking about it. And I think the most important thing to say is you just said he's given no indication that he'd be willing to step aside. But of course, this is one of those things where the slightest suggestion that he himself
he's got to wait he until the moment that he steps away. He's got to say I'm absolutely never stepping away, that would be it's already has a certain when did you stop beating your wife quality to the questions, like
right.
All anyone talks about is he stepping away? Is he stepping away? Is he stepping away? Is right. he stepping away? Who would the candidate be? Who would the candidate
actually
be? How are you feeling today? How are you feeling tomorrow? How do you feel the next day?
Right. He met yesterday online with big fundraisers to reassure them. And what he said in that call, which the New York Times got a video capture of that Zoom call from one of the participants, what he said was, it's time to turn the focus back to Donald Trump. We need to stop talking about, I think he said, the damn debate and talk about Donald Trump.
He's going to stop talking about.
And you can't order people to stop talking.
So, okay, answer my question.
But here's the thing. Only Joe Biden can decide that Joe Biden will not be the nominee, because there have been, I don't know exactly how many, I think 23 Democratic presidential primaries. Joe Biden points out that he won them all. He won them all because essentially no one else was running. And there have been 3,937 delegates chosen. 3,937. He's won 3,894. There are only 43 delegates.
Okay.
So he gets to.
He gets the back. Let's say he decides to step aside.
Right. So you have to say
then?
Those delegates could potentially change their mind.
They're not going.
They're committed to him. Right. So he has to say, I've looked at the landscape. I've listened to the voters and the leaders. I'm going to step aside. And he would then say, I release my delegates
to vote for
whoever they want to. Well, then you've got a kind of a branching tree. He could say, I endorse Kamala Harris, my vice president. She's been sitting in the chair ready to take over should something happen to me. Something just happened. I withdrew. I endorse her. But it wouldn't matter. He can't direct his delegates to do anything. He can say to them, I would like you to endorse. And so the interesting thing is the Republican convention is in Milwaukee next week. Like it's six days away, right? 7 days away. If the Democratic convention were next week, this would be both a crisis and a settled issue, right? He would not be withdrawing 6 days before the convention. The Democratic convention starts on August 19th in Chicago. August 19th kind of sounds like a long way away. It was just June 29th, but it's not that long. It's barely, you know, it's 5 weeks. So he would have to withdraw quickly, and he would have to, and then it's not just Kamala Harris. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, the state we're in right now, an important swing state. Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Josh Shapiro, Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, another important swing state. Andy Beshear, governor of Kentucky. J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois. Pete Buttigieg, the secretary of transportation. All those people are high profile.
Okay, there's people.
But they would have to be. They would be jockeying with each other.
Jockeying for. Here's the question. There's been people who've said, listen, they just go to the convention and it'll be decided in a backroom deal and the powers, the B, will anoint the next person.
Well, there are.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish the question. Or other people suggest we should have a mini primary season and have a actual have debates. And what would that, I don't understand what those two pathways look like.
Right. James Carville, who the famous, brilliant, strategist who helped get Bill Clinton elected and who's a sort of a curmudgeon of the Democratic Party, blunt spoken. He has a New York Times op-ed today saying Biden should get out quickly and we should then have a series of debates moderated by Barack Obama and Bill Clinton.
I read the piece, yeah.
Which is a brilliant kind of idea.
But then who picks?
And he suggested, who would be in those debates?
Who the winner is. Normally, you have the debates, and then you have people voting.
Right. Well, first of all, you'd have to pick who would be in the debates, right? Lots of people would say, pick me. I'll do brilliantly. Vivek Ramaswamy on the Republican side, right? The Democratic equivalent. He suggested you just let Obama and Clinton pick because they're the elder
statesmen. Who's going to participate?
Who's going to participate? And then you run the debates, and then who picks? The 3,937 delegates pick. They would watch the debates. There is no back room. There is no back room, and there's nobody in it. You know what I mean? There are no party leaders who can order people. There are state leaders, but there are no party leaders. So it would be a little bit of a free-for-all.
What do we think the odds are? Jeffrey, I don't know if you're listening or can hear or can chime in. Do we have betting markets on whether Biden is still going to be the nominee?
I'll check.
Yeah, check on. I'd be curious.
Absolutely. We do have betting markets.
Do you have an instinct?
We do have betting
markets. James Carville in his piece today said, let's be clear. He's done. It's over. He's not going to be the nominee. That's where he began.
We're gonna get to the next topic, which is the NATO summit in Washington. He's not going to withdraw today, tomorrow, or Thursday because every leader of the 32 NATO countries, the leader of the UK, the leader of Italy, the leader of Britain, the leader of Canada, they're all in Washington, D.C.
Right.
I left because I didn't want to compete with them.
You didn't want to take a shine away from the NATO leaders.
He's the host of the first NATO summit in Washington in 25 years, since 1999.
Okay, so he's going to be there for
He's not withdrawing. He's not going to say in the middle of the summit, by the way, I'm not going to be the president next time. Right. So nothing's going to happen until Friday. I would have said last Friday after the ABC interview.
Literally after the debate, you said he was done.
I thought he was done. And there's been a steady drumbeat of people saying, get out. But he is actually.
Have you ever tried to take the car keys away from your old man? Like that's what's happening here.
It is.
They don't want to give up the damn car keys.
Somebody just tweeted. Somebody smart just tweeted this morning. I don't understand this at all. Why wouldn't Joe Biden look around and say, the audience notwithstanding, he has been an effective president. He's accomplished a lot.
He could.
You know
that.
What?
Yes, right.
You know what? Okay, you guys want me out? I'll be in Delaware.
It's not his fault.
If the Democrats lose, it's not my fault. And you know what? If he wins re-election, he has to do the job until he's dead.
until he's dead, he can barely stay awake as it is.
Right.
What are you going to say, Jeffrey?
Yes. So right now, the odds for the Democratic candidate, it's Joe Biden -164. So he is a odds-on favorite. Kamala is at +380.
Is he odds on favorite versus the field?
For the actual election, yes, Biden is the odds on favorite to be the Democratic candidate at -164.
As compared to everybody else.
Correct.
But as compared to just himself, like if it were just yes or no, will it be Joe?
Right. It's -164 versus the field.
So we think the betting, they still think he's going to be.
And let's make one more point. Let's assume that people listening would say, who would say, Biden should get out of the way and let someone else do it. Even Vice President Kamala Harris has a relatively low national profile. The convention ends August 22nd. The election is the first week in November. I think November 5th or 6th. I don't remember what election day is. You've barely got 12 weeks to make your case to the entire country, starting with, here's who I am. Here's who I am, Kamala Harris.
Here's the point, though. Unless that next person, and I'm again, without weighing in on the merits one way or another, the people who are voting, you just don't have, for the people who are going to vote the other way, you just don't have to be Donald Trump or near death.
Right.
Right? You don't actually have to distinguish yourself.
The point,
this is not a normal election where you have to beat Trump.
Right.
You just have to not be Trump and not be Biden.
The point would be to pull some people in off the sidelines who might not otherwise vote or might be inclined to vote for Donald Trump because he seems vivacious compared to
one of the things that the people should keep in mind is the only person who has access to all the money that has been raised by Biden Harris is Harris. So if there's another nominee, Joe gets to keep all that money himself. No, I'm joking.
No.
He does not get to keep the money himself. But
the money gets transferred.
Or Gretchen Whitmer.
Right. Whitmer can't access the money directly. If they pick a different nominee, the money will flood in. I think that's trivial. I would say to you right now, let's move on.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to mention the NATO summit. This is kind of a huge event. The 75th anniversary of the NATO alliance.
Wow.
The NATO alliance has kept
not as old as Joe Biden, but still pretty old.
Not quite as Joe Biden. The NATO was formed on his 6th birthday, which is quite something. 75 years of stability in Europe. If you look back 75 years from World War II backwards,
right.
It was 75 years
of
absolute chaos and death.
Right.
So the NATO alliance
has been Archduke Franz Ferdinand and all that.
Really powerful. 32 NATO leaders all coming. The new Prime Minister of the UK, Keir Starmer, a liberal, by the way, Macron from France, Olaf Scholz from Germany, they're all going to be there, plus the leaders of Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and South Korea come just because everybody else is here.
Is our man in Ukraine coming?
Yes, Zelensky is also coming.
Zelensky, that's his name.
He's not a comedian anymore. So it's quite an event, and President Biden is the host. So
all that plus Big 12 Media Days also happening this week.
Big 12 Media Days. It's a big moment. The alliance has been so robust, so strong in protecting Ukraine from the Russian invasion.
We take it for granted. So we have got a limited time. You want to talk about the economy, TSA?
These are both 20-second items. Big news this week in the economy. Jay Powell. Speaking of nonpartisan events, Jay Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, testifying right now before Congress about when he will lower interest rates. Talking about lowering interest rates and making everybody's life a little less expensive. It's his last congressional testimony before the election. So that's kind of interesting. Thursday of this week, not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow, Consumer Price Index comes out. That will be really important. Is inflation actually going down? Earnings season begins on Friday. I know everybody loves earnings.
Earnings season is what we can't wait for.
We live for it.
Right, exactly. Hell with the NFL season. Give us earnings season.
Well, earnings season is more reliable. And by the way, a reminder that right this minute, whatever you think of the economy, of your personal economy, the S&P and the NASDAQ are at an all-time high. So earnings season matters because stocks are a little inflated themselves. And right. If you don't meet expectations, if your profits aren't great, it can,
are people
it can
flying or this have they been flying this holiday?
The other thing that's at a record, Sunday, this past Sunday, 2 days ago, 3,013,413 passengers, 3,013,413 passengers passed through TSA checkpoints at American airports. That's 1% of all Americans flying on a single day, all-time record. And the first day,
that's
over 3 million.
That's the most ever?
Most ever, this past Sunday. Ever on a single day. So the July 4th holiday, this passion for travel that we all have now because we were trapped in our homes and we bought everything we needed, except for my wife. She didn't quite buy everything she needed.
more to come.
The end of the July 4th holiday on Sunday, literally think about that. More than any of those Thanksgiving Sundays, more than any of those Christmases, that's really impressive. That's a sign that the economy isn't falling apart quite yet. You want to do free medical school and save birth rates?
No, I want to do birth rates.
We have time?
I've always got time for birth rates.
Well,
we got a minute for birth rates.
1 minute. That's not enough. But there really is the Wall Street Journal did this great roundup. This is my obsession that we don't have enough babies. At 92.9. You're fighting.
We're fighting that. We got so many babies.
Of babies.
92.9.
It's really wonderful.
Right, exactly. Got a boy on the way.
I'm in favor of babies. I didn't know what the gender revealed was.
It's a blue journal. He spiked the football.
A blue football. I'm glad he got to spike the ball. The Wall Street Journal story was headlined, "Suddenly There Aren't Enough Babies." Replacement birth rate, a birth rate that keeps the population of your nation stable, is about 2.1, 2.2 births per woman, right?
Yeah.
Because you need a little more than two, even though you've got
something happens
two parents.
Because
people do die in childhood. In 1950, the worldwide number of babies per mom, per woman, was 4.86. Last year, it was 2.32.
We don't say woman, we say birthing person.
And in the United States, I'm not even going to leave that crap.
What was it? It was 4.1?
It was 4.86, almost 5 in 1950.
Incredible.
And now it's 2.3 worldwide. And in the U.S., 1.6. We have fallen below.
Is the world rate low or is just individual countries?
Everything, everywhere.
The world's population is going to be declining. And what would be bad about that?
What would be bad about that is...
Seems like there's too damn many of us.
Too damn many people using too damn much stuff. This is what people dreamed about.
Right, exactly. Fewer damn people. I can identify the people who should go. Some of the people. If you need help.
You can make a list.
Right, I can make a list.
Here's the people who shouldn't be breeding. What's bad about it is that you end up with low economic growth. You end up with lots of old people.
They got to be supported by the young
people.
No
one to take care of them. Here's the brutal number.
Yes.
In 1960, 5 American workers supported every person on Social Security on retirement. Today, 2.8 workers.
Wow.
That's incredible.
All right,
so
we got to go. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it. We should do this more often. It is the summer of 1,000 engagements over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You want to say anything goodbye before I say that? Say goodbye to the people?
Goodbye from the cap and in the woods. Right,
exactly. Robert Irwin Jewelers, during the summer of 1,000 engagements, it's a spectacular place to buy an engagement ring anyway. Beautiful rings, incredible service. They walk you through it. But right now, 40% off all engagement rings plus free vacation with purchases of $24.95 or more. Head on to the Caribbean or Las Vegas. They have a whole array of vacations available if you spend $24.95 or more. So you can pop the question while you're on the vacation and get a ring 40% off. Head on in to check it out at Robert Irwin Jewelers. That's rijewelers.com. 5 convenient locations, better prices, Bigger, better diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin, Jewelers. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They will be joined today by Jessica Benson on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Tim Murray will join us live from Big 12 Media Days. Excited about that. It's Tuesday, so Jeff will join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow for Now Works is Done.
...92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Anyway, we all await the status of Kristaps Porzingis.
Again, what is it?
It's a foot thing. It's like a tendon. But I can't pronounce it. I had a problem with it yesterday, and I'm continuing to have a problem with it.
Oh, you're scared to hit it again.
Yeah.
You try to do it.
I mean, Ken Niumatalolo, and then, you know,
torn medial retinaculum.
Retinaculum. Or is it retinaculum? That was actually your first girlfriend's name, retinaculum, wasn't it?
That's one of your best ones in 24, I'm going to say, because I can see a Memphis girl being named Retina. A girl in Memphis City School who's named Retina. I think she might have just got through school.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Country music singer-songwriter Kylie Morgan absolutely loves her Genesis diamond ring.
I got so many compliments as soon as I got the ring and continue to get compliments on it. It looks really pretty on my finger.
Kylie's husband, Jay, heard folks in the music industry raving about Genesis, but he also did a lot of homework on his own.
When it came to finding the ring, he took it very seriously. He did all the research. I think he knows more about diamonds than any man in the entire world. And that's how he landed on Genesis. He just knew that they were the best.
Jay picked out a stunning, flawless, pear-shaped diamond in an elegant setting. Got the value price Genesis is known for. And now they both tell everyone they meet about the amazing Genesis experience.
When you walk into Genesis, you can just feel the happiness. You know that they're helping find something that symbolizes the love that you have for your partner. And you can feel that as soon as you walk through the door.
Cause it's always been you, and I've always been your wife.
Da-da-da. Genesis Diamonds at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MVP's Pro Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not an MVP's Pro Rewards member? Join today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-3128. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-3128. That's 800-575-3128. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.